And after that, initiation, Vidya Tarudhi Vidya. And then with a relation with Krishna. So if the unearth unwanted thing has done, and Nishtha has done, it means your lust has done. Lust is very dangerous. Well, even for a grihastha, they should not be lusty. They should be grihastha, pure grihastha, serving Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Like Shivas Pandit, Shivas Acharya, Srinivas Acharya,
Raghav Pandit,
like others, like Pandava, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Dhruva, yes. They were grihastha, sad grihastha. So, in this way, if you will chant, then Cheto Marjanam Bhavati. Your chitta, the mirror of your heart, will be cleared. But we see that so many obstacles. So how to take and chant? Second slok, third slok, fourth slok, and fifth slok. The process. How to chant. Then Cheto Dartan Marjanam will be done. Otherwise not. Nam Namakari Baudha Nijasarva Shakti Tattrar Pitani Metasmarani Nakal Etadrishi Tavakripa Bhagavan Mamati Durdaivam Idrisham Nihajanu Nanuraga. What is the meaning? Oh, quickly. I don't want to waste time. Oh, quickly.
Here in the second sloka of Sri Shikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Nam Nam Akhari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktish. Oh Krishna, what is the nature of your name? You have so many names, and in your names you have invested your Shakti, your powers. That means
your whole power, Sarva Shakti.
As Krishna is so powerful to create millions of universes, all that power and more power is in the name. Not only His strength, His fame, His beauty, His knowledge, renunciation.
All kinds of rush.
Rasa. His sweetness, His full mercy and compassion, every kind of potency Krishna has invested into His many, many names. And also these names are of different types.
In the Ram name, He has invested the name, the power of Ram. In Narayan name, the power of Narayan. In Nishinga name, the power of Nishinga. And in Krishna, all things He has invested. And
then Mahaprabhu saying, Tatrapita Niyamatas Varanaina Kalaha. In regard to chanting Diksha Mantra, then there are some rules and regulations which must be observed. One will have to take bath, put on tilak, face the correct direction, do achaman, all of these things. But and also one will have to chant at the correct time, in the Brahma Muhurta, or in Sandhya time, at noon time, like this. But Mahaprabhu is saying, these rules and regulations apply to the chanting of Diksha Mantras. But in regard to chanting Krishna Nam Mantra, there are no rules and regulations in regard to time. One can chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at any time, while walking, while singing, dancing, even while passing stool, any time of the day and night, clean or unclean, one can chant this name. So Krishna is very kind. Etadrishi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi. Oh Bhagavan, you are so kind that you allow us to approach you very easily. through the chanting of your names, but I'm lamenting very bitterly. Durdaivam iddisha miha janinanuragha. By the association of pure sadhus, I have come to realize that I am a great offender. I have no good impressions and sukriti or anything. I'm very unqualified. And because of this, I'm committing many, many offenses to the name. I want to chant, but Durdaivam iddisha miha janinanuragha. Durdaivam, due to my misfortune, nanuraga, I don't have any anurag, that means any eagerness and enthusiasm for this process of chanting your names. So in this verse, Mahaprabhu is expressing the mood of the devotee, who due to good association and his anarthas are clearing, now he is lamenting very bitterly the absence of taste for chanting Krishna's names, which are so wonderful, beautiful and so powerful.
So at the time of chanting, do you follow this? Some lamentation coming, weeping bitterly that I'm so much fallen, offensive. Do you do some lamentation coming? But this is the process for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling himself this and telling, because Yoga Maya has covered. And that is why, as a devotee, he is Bhakta Avatar and he is lamenting. If you are passing through this process, oh, it may come. So you should try to. And second is, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarurapi Sahisuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Being like this, having these qualities, already you should chant. Then you can chant. If any worldly desire you cannot do, never and never, always sense gratification, how can you do? Very hard. Now hearing, and trying, and then thinking that, oh, I may be very easily. But when you go from here to your houses and here and there, oh, controlling nature will come. I am monarch of all. Oh, I want to control all. And this is the problem. I have told so much about this shloka. So we should be on fourth slope. What is that?
Naganam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhaktar bhakti ahaiti.
What is the meaning? You.
Naganam na janam na sundarim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the Lord, I don't want any
when wealth. When he is telling?
He's
in family in, life he is telling, or he is telling in Gambhira?
He's in Gambhira with Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda and grasping them around the necks.
Weeping telling. What?
Weeping in great lamentation in separation from the Lord, begging for ahoitiki bhakti, that bhakti which is without any cause, without any motive. When I first met Gurudev some 9 years ago, he said, oh, you're an international preacher? Then tell me, what is the definition of causeless? What is the definition of ahoitiki? So I gave some information, and then he said, ahoitiki means Radharani. The level of Radharani is causeless devotional service. No matter what Krishna does, even if he's a debauchee, she says, you're my life, you're my only life, and no matter what you do, that's fine, and her love increases. This is the nature of prema. It comes to a breaking point, but rather than break, even if there's a reason to break, it continues to increase. This is the definition of causeless. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Srimati Radhika herself, he's in separation from that mood. All of our acharyas show us that. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they're praying for that mood that's already realized by them in their siddha deha. This is the simultaneity of experiencing something and feeling separation from that. Krishna is feeling separation from his own self. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying in his sannyas ashram in Gambira, when after he's met with Rai Ramananda and he's learned somewhat from him how to taste what he came to taste.
What is dhanam? Dhanam?
Dhanam means wealth. I don't want any possessions. I don't want any money. No matter how much we have, we always want more. It's never enough. And we're always...
Also dharma dhanam.
Dharma dhanam means religious wealth. That I'm following religious principles and I'm tasting the results of name and fame from my religious practices. Na dhanam, na janam. I don't want any followers. That I am a big guru, now I don't have to learn anymore. I don't have to take sadhu sangha. I don't have to hear Hari Katha.
Also, or son, daughter, or family, relatives, all are
janam.
Janam.
And na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim.
This has sundarim kavita.
Sundarim kavita. Kavita means poetry or learning. Sundari means I don't want any feeling that I'm a great poet or I'm a great writer, I'm a great speaker.
Like 60 kinds of arts, all are including.
64 kinds of arts? So, Nadanam, Nadanam, Sundarin Kavita. And I don't want liberation also.
Sundari Kavita, Sundari Bharjauta hai. Sundari Kavita means Sundari Bharjauta hai.
Uta Janam Madhe se gech. Janam, wife, children, any beautiful lady, everything has come in Janam. So, Kavita Sundari. High class of learning, all arts and everything, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra learning, all. And to make kavita, Westerns are by birth, or they are expert to
make
kavita. Kavita means poetry. Anyone in India, very hard.
Mama Janamani Janamani Ishvare. O Ishvara, O Supreme Lord, I also don't want liberation. I'm only interested in serving you birth after birth, whether it's in hell or heaven. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the position of bhakta, of devotee, to set example for us. At the same time, he's already the highest associate in the form of Srimati Radhika. And so shown by the gopis, when Krishna told Narada, I have a headache and I need the dust of the feet of any of my devotees and that will surely cure my headache. So Narada went to the queens in Dwarka and everyone said, So the gopis said, it doesn't matter if we go to hell as long as Krishna is cured. So this unalloyed service, I want birth after birth. I'm not interested in my own liberation or happiness. I just want to serve you in any condition of life. And that consciousness is Goloka Vrindavan consciousness.
Only he wants ahetuki bhakti. And this ahetuki bhakti means?
Causeless
bhakti. And that is what she told. The modes of gopi, the modes of Brajavasi. I have to keep up.
In this verse, Mahaprabhu is using the word Bhagavan. So it seems Mahaprabhu is addressing Krishna by the name Bhagavan. So it seems that in this verse, the mood of Lokik Sat Bandhu back to Vrindavan has not come yet. In this verse.
Not, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is that. His prayer is for that, Ahet Kui Bhakti. Like anyone, or covered with all anarths, all kinds. But by hearing high class of Vaishnava, he may have a greed to be a maid servant of Lord. No heart. This is not wrong.
And Bhagavan only, not only full of affluence, Bhagavan also so many meanings also.
So no heart. Then, what is after that slok? What is the meaning? Oh, try to observe your mind on this and try to know the meaning and try to be like this.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praying that after achieving these four qualities and this one-pointed meditation, but I only want Ahaitati Bhakti. Now the process of Sambandha becomes more and more thick, and he's praying here, I want to be only a speck of dust at the lotus feet of you, Nanda, son of Nanda Maharaj.
I nanda tanuja king karam patitang ma vishame bhavam buddham kripaya to pad pankaja sthiti dhulir shadisham.
O son of Nanda Maharaj, yes.
Oh, you give him. He is fatar fatar doing. Fatar fatar, you know? Fatar fatar doing?
Fatar fatar. Stand up, please.
Oh, stand up and show your face to all.
Oh, my Lord, Sanaraj Maharaj Nanda. Sanaraj, I found his.
Maharaj Nanda. Oh, Maharaj Nanda. His
son of Nanda.
Oh, right.
Somehow or other I have found in this ocean of repeated birth and death. I am your eternal servant. Please pick me up from this ocean and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Awaken me to this position eternally.
Sit down. Oh, can you? Oh, you are. Oh, you cannot. You? Yes? What is the meaning? Try.
I am your eternal servitor. The eternal position is as a servant of Krishna. But somehow or other, I've fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death. What's next?
After that?
And please pick me up, because there's no other way that the devotee can get back except by mercy.
Sthiti dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. What does it mean?
The devotee is very insignificant. The living entity is very insignificant. Just a particle of the Supreme Lord. Part of the Supreme Lord, but a very insignificant part of the Supreme Lord. And the only way he can return to the Supreme Lord is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord who sends his pure devotee, not by his own methods or his own plans or his own karma or work. Only if Krishna or his pure devotee reaches out and plucks him, can he bring him back to Goloka Vrindavan?
Thank you. Oh, can you clarify more? You? More? Tirthapada? Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee, is wishing that I am a particle dust of Krishna. I want to be always with, on the feet.
Attached with your feet.
What?
Attached with your feet.
Always. I don't want that any should wash the feet and he should
remove.
Never. But anyhow, I don't want to
leave your lot.
What is the meaning? I want to serve always. Now I have forgotten this thing. But anyhow, I have known. Oh, please accept like your dust, lotus dust, so that I will be always attached and always serving, not
separated.
Separated in any way. So this mode should be, and prayer should be. First try to do it in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Try to be a dust of the lotus feet of your Gurudev and high class of Vaishnava. Gurudev is high class of Vaishnava. If he is it, so try to be. If you are disobedient, or you want to always be far away, you don't want to see his shadow even, very away, far away. Then, what is the use? You are very far away from bhakti. So try to be very nearer, like a dust. And then he may, by his mercy, take you and give in the lotus feet of Krishna. More than that, he can do something more. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a joint, Radha and Krishna both. So, we should pray like this. And then, Nainam Galadarsila, Badanam Galagadarudhaya, Girakulukar Nititam Papuhakadato Nam, Nainam Galadarsudharaya, Badanam Gadagadarudhaya Gira Ulukarini Chitang Bapuhakada Tonam Grahani Bhavishyati. Oh, when it is? What?
Nayanam Galad Ashudaya, when will my eyes be filled with tears of love?
When it will be?
With my eyes, Nayanam?
When? In what state?
In Bhav? Such a Bhav?
Yes. More than that.
More than that.
If that Ahetuki Prem is here, in separation, in meeting both, Nainam Baladas. Then, Ashtasattvik Bhav, when it will come, first Alamban Uddipan and after that in high way. And when Ashtasattvik Bhav, not Dhumait, not covered, when it will be
Dipta, flame,
Jwalit,
Jwalit,
and then at that stage, if seeing Krishna, not seeing Krishna, more feeling separation. Like after long time, you heard that your son is dead. But anyhow, after a long time, you found it. Oh, he is not dead. He is alive. And he came to you, father. And you took. And so, lakh times more than that for Krishna it will come. Either meeting or in separation. Ashta Sakti Bhav will come. In highest way. And then, Nainangaladashrudharaya. When your heart is melted, then otherwise no. So how it will melt? This is the question. So follow all the process. Then Asya Sattvik Bhava will come. Nainam Galadashudharaya Badanam Chetan Mahapriyut Jaja Gaga Jaja. Not Jagannath. Radhika. Prananath. Pra, no Nath. Weeping and weeping. Sometimes Lalita is chastising Radhika. Oh, why you are now Dakshina Nayika? You should not be.
Rightist. Don't be submissive.
Krishna did some praying and he told that, oh, you are my heart and soul. Please forgive me. And she became pleased. And at once she came.
Lalita came.
And began to chastise. Don't be like that. Oh, Srimati Rajka told, what you are telling? But I cannot do. What should I do? I fear also.
Lalita.
You also, and Lalita, you, I am fearing from you. But I cannot remain like you are telling. And he began to weep. So, Nainam Galadashru Dharaya Badanam Gadagada Ruddhaya Gila Pulakai Nichitam Bapuhakada Abhavish. When a day will come, that I will. Do you read these slokas like in same mood? Try. Oh, this is. I have come to remember you all these things that you should remind and try to do. Follow this process. Gaur Prema Nande Hari Hari.
Class on the morning of the 26th of May in Alachua, America. Hare Krishna.